Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm Eric Gemelli, your host, and along with me is Christopher Smith, the grand poobah of abstract thinking.
Good morning.
You didn't see that already, huh? I like to make up a new grand poobah of whatever he is every week. Anyway, folks, welcome to Investing in You. We're broadcasting live today, so anything can happen. Normally, Tom, who is on the board, can edit us out and get rid of our foolishness, but that's a little bit more limited today. I wanted to point out that you have two small black things sitting next to you, most likely. One could be your mouse for your computer, but the other might be a phone. So I wanted to invite you to call. That's part of the fun of having a live show, is you can call in 303-485-2152 with your financial questions, and we'll see what we can do about answering them. You know, one of the things is we're primarily focused on forecasting the market, so it'd be nice if you can target your questions to that. A lot of times people ask what's called fundamentals, questions about fundamentals like, you know, what's housing starts mean to, you know, frankly, that can be interpreted both ways. So anyway, we'd invite you to call at 303-485-2152. And for those who are brave enough to call in, we're going to give you a free copy of my 72-page ebook. In fact, Les, if you're listening still, you called in. We had a listener call in last week. His name was Les from Broomfield. He got the honors of being the very first caller on our show, and I meant to thank him. So I didn't give the screener the heads up, but Tom, you're going to have to take email addresses. So we can get that to people. It's an ebook, so I can't mail it to you. So please give us an email address. And also coming up in the show, we're going to attempt to use the word propitious in a sentence. So lots of exciting things. Actually, I had, and I'm kidding, of course, but you know, when I've been on those dating sites, sometimes you're IMing each other back and forth. And I had one girl say, boy, you have mad typing skills. Well, I don't think that's it. I actually type probably pretty normal or maybe even slow. But very often I can anticipate what people are going to say in response to the things I say. So, you know, I've already half composed the response that I think, you know, my response to their response. But one thing they always say is, you know, they're going to need a dictionary around me. So it's not that I actually try to tone down my language just to make it more accessible. But anyway, all that off of the word propitious. So we are actually going to quote George Washington later, and that's something he used. So in this first segment, we thought we'd talk about market manipulations, and towards the end of the show, we wanted to get back to our favorite subject of wisdom, but it also, we're going to tie it into investing a little bit more. It's interesting, markets are manipulated, and what's interesting, though, is the patterns that we've been talking about for the last couple months happen. People manipulate the market in predictable ways. So, for example, September 11th showed up. That was a market manipulation, right? It caused the market to fall. And it showed up at a time. I mean, I predicted a fall 4 months in advance in my newspaper column. You know, think about the Hunt brothers. They tried to manipulate the silver market. My mentor had commented on that specific, in case people didn't know, Hunt Brothers back in the 70s they tried to corner the market on silver and buy up all the free silver, you know, the available silver. And, I think the price ran up. Chris, do you happen to know, was it $50 or was it higher?
I don't.
So anyway, they ran it up and they ran out of money because there's a lot of silver out there, and that's what they didn't count on. So people do manipulate markets. The news will cause an effect, and sometimes people will feed news organizations information. Sometimes it's true, but they're trying to manipulate, cause a stock price to rise. But sometimes it's false, where they want to sell out on a spike. So you have to be pay attention to those sorts of things, and you know, just take it with a grain of salt. And it's also one of the reasons I like technical analysis. Fundamental analysis is completely driven off of information like that. Housing starts and what the yen is doing compared to the dollar and how the euro is, you know, either rising or falling and what inflation is doing. Well, technical analysis actually predicts that stuff. So you can, you'll see, for instance, you know, when the Fed just announced, last week, you know, had an announcement. Well, the chart actually showed how the market was going to respond. In fact, the Fed makes announcements sometimes, or take unemployment. Excuse me. Sometimes having fewer, how do I want to say this? When unemployment is lower, the market will rally. But I've also seen the exact same set of news cause it to fall. So personally, I find fundamentals, you have to take them with a grain of salt. And what's funny is, think about this. For every piece of news that comes out there, there's a buyer and a seller on opposite sides of the stock. So there's two people that have reached opposite conclusions. Some, based on the same information, have said, this looks like a buy. And others have said, you know, this looks like a sell. So political, you know, outcomes obviously, you know, affect markets. Penny stocks are horribly manipulated, or at least often so. It's one of the reasons I like to stick with stocks that, you know, when I trade and when I recommend things in my newsletter, I generally like ETFs and stocks that have 3 million shares a day traded or more. It's just a little harder to you know, to manipulate that. And again, that's the principle of what we were just talking about with silver, with the Hunt brothers. You know, at some point, there's just not enough money available to, you know, manipulate something that is so widely traded. And of course, there's programs. The algorithms are written, you know, to take advantage of these little spikes. Chris, what were you saying? Did you hear something about how many times a second some of these things trade?
What I was talking about were programs that, excuse me, some of the larger trading firms and banks will use to push the price up or down by trading literally tens of thousands of trades per second.
And yeah, probably tens of thousands of shares.
I don't know. With a computer. No, trades.
Trades, wow.
Yeah, like, and yeah. They just...
Well, there are programs, and I've seen them, friends use them, where it'll show all the positions that are out there, so at a certain price.
Right.
It'll literally list, hey, there's 10,000, you know, buy orders at a certain price for the S&P. You know, so if you again apply that to a thinly traded stock or ETF, if there's only a few positions between you and a lower price, somebody may really drive that down, and take out all those people. So if there's only, let's just use an obscene example, or absurd maybe. Say there's only three. So call a stock at $20. And there's only three people between lower positions between that and 18. Well, that means, and then there's 10 orders sitting there saying they'll sell at 18. Well, then somebody that wants to buy at 18 could take a hit at those three positions that are higher, knowing that he can pick up a bunch that are 10% lower. So there's actually computer programs out there that show you where all those things are. And probably a lot of the experienced traders know this, but there's algorithms that are trading automatically for people. What was it, 2 years ago? There was that 1,000-point drop. I think that was May. Oh, yeah, it was May 6th, I believe. And what's interesting is you guys have heard me talk about the five waves. There's, so let me run that through real quick. You have a move either direction, up or down, that's one. And then a counter move that isn't the full length. So just say it moved back half. That's two. Let's do a falling market. So it moves down one, it moves up, that's two. But then there's a longest piece always in the middle. And what's interesting is I used to publish on the 5th of the month, and I was saying, look out, kids, it's going to tank tomorrow because that was the middle of the middle. It was the third wave. So anyway, things show up when they're supposed to. That's the counterintuitive truth. So these patterns always work. And what's interesting is they're predictive, unlike other tools like, say, stochastics or Bollinger Bands or something that are reactive. So, for instance, I predicted September 11th, the crash of September 11th in my newspaper column. 10 years in advance, predicted where Japan would be in another newspaper column. So, folks, we've got lots of good stuff coming up. You can join the conversation at on Facebook, Market 4, numeral 4, Caster, or on my, check for more information at market4caster.com.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with a typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $5,892 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at gosupremelending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You've heard the testimonials on this show. Ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number 4, caster.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to You're Listening to Investing in You. So we were just talking about how markets get manipulated. And, it's not always a bad thing. Nobody likes the idea of manipulation, but it does present opportunities. So think about at the bottom of the crash of 08-09, Ford was, I think it hit $1.50 or so. I know you could buy it for $1.50. Bank of America was in the pennies. And I should pull it up. I meant to do that. So you have the opportunity to buy a stock for under a dollar, and I think it went to 20 or so. So anyway, what's interesting about the process that I teach is it's an objective way to analyze opportunity. When you've got all this news that the world's falling apart, they have no idea where the bottom is, how do you process that? Are you supposed to say, well, it could fall another 20%? You know, things could keep falling. So a good example is when, you know, the world's at war. Well, how do you predict when a war is going to end? And Chris and I were talking last night about an example where Aristotle and Assis took advantage of that. How did that work out, Chris?
Aristotle and Assis, for anyone who doesn't know who that was a huge shipping tycoon.
I think most people know him as Jackie O's dad.
Right. That's right.
For readers of People and Us magazine.
What's that?
For readers of People magazine.
Sure. Little known fact is that how he made his fortune was that during World War II, the shipping industry across the Atlantic and also the Pacific came to a grinding halt, mainly because of the German U-boats. Shipping companies would be trying to move items or products or commodities from country to country. The U-boats were firing on them. They didn't want to lose the ships. The shipping companies went down, and there's basically a surplus of ships, and you could get a freighter for pennies on the dollar. Well, he saw this opportunity, and obviously he had enough money to be able to do this, but he bought up all these ships and all these shipping companies that were just sitting there, and he sat on them because he knew that the war wasn't going to go on forever, and eventually the German U-boats would go away and commerce must proceed. And when that happened, not only that, after the war, the world had become more globalized. People in the United States found out about Italian pizza, for example. That's when Chinese food made a big hit in the United States, and of course you need ships to get it around. And that's a good example of seeing an opportunity in a market, in this case the shipping market, jumping on it with reasonable confidence that you're going to be successful.
How far in advance did you have to call for your takeout for Chinese?
Oh, at least a week.
That's a long, long excursion. No, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, there's always examples. And like I was telling Chris last night about George Soros, and I had forgotten that it was him. There's a story, and it's true, but he had shorted the Thai baht. The baht is BAHT. That is the currency in Thailand. And he had bet on its fall, and he got criticized partially justly, but partially not. He got criticized for making it fall. Well, I don't know that he made it fall. He took advantage of a fall that was inevitable. So, you know, and he did quite well on that. Something interesting, though, is I couldn't remember who that was. I couldn't remember that it was George Soros. So Chris had given me the idea just, you know, ask the question, who shorted the Thai baht? And I even misspelled baht. And, you know, it's funny how Google it seems like everything out there has been already asked. You know, didn't King Solomon say there's nothing new under the sun? It seems like whatever question I ask Google, it's already seen it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Chris, you used to work at HP. What did you learn there about information?
Right. Well, I spent most of my life professionally as a computer technician, engineer.
That was after being a dancer.
Right.
Okay.
But
I shouldn't throw you
Eric,
off so bad.
Eric loves to throw me off. It's great, especially when we're live. But anybody out there that's in a technical field knows that being the smartest man in the room is important to your job. Having an amount of knowledge, or you bet, having the amount of knowledge that you have and your ability to use that knowledge determines how fast you move up in a company, or, you know, how much money you make. And that's always been the case. While I was working at HP, we had dozens of different products with different class issues. You got operating systems and software all coming together, and you've got literally thousands of different possibilities to figure out an issue. So you can't possibly know everything. But what's vastly more important than that is being able to find the answer quickly. And so that's how I developed my skills with Google, for example. So anymore, and it's kind of a sign of the times, anymore, You don't have to know the answer. If you've got access to a computer, if you've got a smartphone, many of you out there have probably already done this a couple of times today. You don't know the meaning of a word. You type it up on your phone, and there it is. And so...
like propitious?
Like propitious?
I actually had to look up the pronunciation. I want to add another syllable.
Did you think it was propitious?
Something. Maybe I was coming up with...
Propitious?
I don't even know what the wrong one is, what I was trying to come up with. But
so anyway, knowing how to look for something and using the right skills to be able to find the answer can often be, and almost always is, much more propitious than actually learning it and knowing it and having it at the ready.
Kids seem to know that already. They've learned that. Our audience here is... old people like
me. A little older, yeah.
You know, more adults, but...
somewhere between your age and my age.
Yeah. You know, just sometimes type in the word free, just see what comes up. You know, I'm feeling lucky. Type in free. And of course, I'm on the web. Go to market4caster.com. And I couldn't believe it. Thepatternoflife.com was available. Chris and I looked it up last night wondering what would come up, and nobody had that. So obviously I needed to lock that in. So that's mine for 12 full hours now.
Oh, you already grabbed it?
Yeah, I grabbed it.
Yeah, because it would probably be a bad idea to
have announced this live on the air saying, hey, I've got this show, I've got this whole pattern, I've got this book. Yeah, right, and not to own it. Right. Here's something interesting that people are interested in financial things could go look up. Google Fibonacci ratios. And what's interesting too is by the time you hit that N, Google already knows what you're looking for, because there's enough other people out there who know what it is, even if you've not heard of it. And it's really a useful tool, although I think it gets overused because it's so easy. You can measure. So for instance, so just for those who didn't know, Fibonacci ratios are ratios that are present all over the place. The human body is built in Fibonacci ratios. The Parthenon is built in Fibonacci ratios. Hurricanes spiral out at 61.8, which is a Fibonacci ratio. There's some shells that are Fibonacci ratios. Chris is showing me a business card that is designed in Fibonacci ratios. And actually do that. Put your business card on a whole stack, spread your business cards over a sheet of paper and you'll see how much waste there is. Well, why did they make it the size they did? Well, it's naturally pleasing. Why do decorators hang pictures in threes? Worldwide, it's naturally pleasing. So markets very often turn at these particular ratios. So there's just a ton of information out there that you probably knew, but wanted to encourage you to look at market4caster.com. We have some good information there. I changed it, the heading to tutorials, and I'll actually show you those patterns that we're always talking about, and you'll see how they're everywhere. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about my favorite subject, wisdom, and how that applies to investing. We'll have a clip from David Cole, the cruise director. We'll tell you how many ships have been built. I've got enough time. There's more cruise ships built in the last 5 years than in the last 45 years. So stick around, folks. We've got more good information for you. Thanks.
Of buying or selling a home, Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much threw their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211. Hi, folks. Welcome back. This is Investing in You. And I was just this minute pulling up a stock that I had recommended at my last training session. And it looks like it's up 10% or so. So happy for
hey, folks,
all my clients who took that. I'm hearing, I don't know if everybody else is hearing it. I'm hearing the clip from, okay. So anyway, I just heard Tom say it's not ready, but we wanted to talk about wisdom. It's one of my favorite subjects, but it also, you know, applies to this. But previously, just at the close of the last segment, I was commenting that a travel agent I know said more cruise ships have been built in the last 5 years than in the entire past, you know, the 45 years preceding. Isn't that amazing? So apparently all these baby boomers are enjoying cruising. So why don't we hear from David Cole, cruise director of the Success Cruise that I was on.
Hey, folks. Cruise director David Cole on board Golden Princess with Princess Cruises. And we've had the pleasure of including Eric Jamelli, investment coach, here on board the ship. And in 7 short days, some of our cruisers are going home a lot more enriched in more ways than one. So look for him on your next cruise on the high seas. Glad to have him here.
Well, thank you to David Cole, cruise director on the Golden Princess. He is a good guy, and he puts on a good cruise. There is always something going on, and it's interesting and fun and energetic and lots of good attitudes on that boat. Well, sorry, guys, ship. They really like it when you call it a ship. But I wanted to play that clip because we're going to have that same information that I shared on the Success at Sea cruise, going to have that coming up in July. And I'll get the information on the website probably today under the seminars tab. And we'll kind of share the information here coming up probably at the end of either this segment or the next. But you might wonder why we talk about wisdom on a program that is largely about investing. King Solomon said, wisdom is its own reward. And he said it was even more valuable than gold. You know, think about what happens to musicians when they finally make it big. Very often they, or Hollywood actors, for example, they very often run amok, right? So without wisdom, even if you prosper, even if you make a lot of money, sometimes you make your life worse. And really, why did you want money in the first place? It wasn't to make your life worse, it was to make it better. So if you ever wondered why we use King Solomon as a source, he was said to have been the wisest person to ever live. So just as a review, we talked about the first pillar, and that's to love truth. George Washington said in his inaugural speech, he gave a similar message that King Solomon did. He said, "The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven itself hath ordained." So if you think about it, by loving truth, you're insulating yourself a little bit from some of the, you know, I know there's a lot of kids out there, and unfortunately I know too many who, you know, they get into drugs, for example. Well, why do those laws exist? You know, George Washington said, the eternal rules of order and right. You know, they go out, kids go out and break those rules. There's lots of rebellion, I think, in everybody, but particularly in kids. And there's big consequences. You know, I know 19-year-olds have been in jail several times just from, you know, weapons charges and drug charges and everything else. So, you know, that's not moving your life forward. Wisdom is its own reward, like Solomon said. And loving truth is the first step of that. You could apply it, I'm not going to go very far with this idea, but you could apply it to the Supreme Court's ruling this week of the Defense of Marriage Act. You know, Washington hinted at the answer, eternal rules of order and right. So I'll let you answer that for yourself. People always want the reward. People are always looking for greater income or greater freedom. But it seems like without responsibility, people want, you know, I talked last week in how I had doubled, had a trade where I doubled my money right before I left for the cruise, the Success at Sea cruise. Had a trade when I got back last week, and I think I got out on Friday. So it was from Thursday to Friday, 21 hours, and literally made what was it? 195% in that one trade. Let's see. We're going to interrupt because we've been asking for callers to call in, and we had somebody call in. We want to thank them for it. I understand Beverly from Boulder is calling. Hi, Beverly. What's your question?
Hi, Eric. I really don't have a question. I'm just calling in to say hi and thank you for doing the show. And am looking forward to receiving your book, Investing in You, The Partners of Life.
The Patterns of Life, exactly, which
the
is...
The Patterns of Life, right.
Which I, like I said, did manage to grab that website last night. But, well, thank you. I'm glad you're listening. Appreciate you doing so. And I think you'll enjoy the book. Join us in the conversation on Facebook at Market Numeral Forecaster. And I'd love to know what you think of it or questions that you have. And please call again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, make sure you give Tom your email address so we can send that. And then let him know, too, I have it in two forms. If you have an iProduct, then that's an EPUB. Or if you're a PC, then that's a PDF. So just let him know what you need.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Beverly. Folks, we're talking primarily about wisdom and then also going to get into how that affects your investing. Loving the truth does apply to investing. Think about somebody on Facebook did chime in about the financial meltdown in 2008, and he was, you know, saying that Well, here's his quote. "Well, I lived frugally, and I still do. I saved and put money into my 401k. Here's the key words: like I was supposed to. My conservative investments, which he calls AAA rated, also melted down." Well, the problem is, he wasn't supposed to do a buy and hold. There's only periods of time where that makes sense. In the last segment, we just described what third waves look like. That's a buy and hold environment, assuming it's going up. You can go to market numeral forecast for and then caster.com and go to the tutorial, and you'll see those five waves, and I talk you through them. But you'll see how it's always the biggest pieces in the middle. And from, what was it, 87 to 2000, what was it, 2001 was all a third wave. So that, you know, you could get tricked into believing that buy and hold worked because it did for a period of time. Well, we're in a different environment, and what Beverly's going to find out in the book is when you have, when you go into that next phase, it's going to kill you. You know, buying and holding is a strategy that will cost you money. And even though we're recently hit new highs in both the S&P and Dow, when you calculate back in, back over the last, since, what would it be, 2001, 2000 in the NASDAQ, then you actually have lower spending power when you calculate inflation. So you're not ahead. You've lost money over the last decade. So it's too bad that people kind of believe that, you know, he didn't have access to this information that, you know, we know each other now, but he didn't have access to the information that buy and hold was a very temporary strategy. Life has universal patterns, for example. That is a truth that needs to get recognized. Even a woo-woo book I was reading called The Power of Now, and I don't necessarily recommend it, but there was, they made the comment that a cycle can last for anything from a few hours to a few years. And here's something that I talk about all the time. They also commented that there are large cycles and small cycles within the large cycles. That is the idea that these patterns break down universally. So you can see this pattern of five that I just mentioned on, say, a daily chart. You know, every bar on the chart represents a day. But you can go down to a 15-minute chart and see these same patterns of five. That makes me suspect that there's something more significant going on, that it's as fundamental as a heartbeat, for example. Let's see here. And it obviously works. You heard from Ralph in our first show. He made over 300%. And it was kind of cool. He was at a networking meeting this week and introduced me to a banker who handles the treasuries for a local bank. He's like senior management. And we talked this week, and I might get the opportunity to help guide this bank. You know, we'll announce it if they think that's in their interest.
That sounds like a very propitious opportunity, Eric. Congratulations.
I'm really pretty pleased about it. In fact, for those of you that have companies out there that are doing some long-term planning, there's some great opportunities, and there's also some major danger coming up. So if you need to plan your marketing, your hiring, maybe you got some capital investments like buildings, you might want to know what's coming first. So folks, stick around. We've got more things to come in the fourth segment, and we'll tell you about the upcoming seminar on July 25th. So put that on your calendars. You're going to want to be part of it.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org. Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $5,892 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of...
Hi guys, welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You, and we've been talking about wisdom. We were just talking about the first pillar. There's 7 pillars. King Solomon, we have pretty good respect for, and great respect for King Solomon. He said, wisdom has built her house, she's hewn out the 7 pillars. So I've been on a multi-decade quest to learn about wisdom, probably because I feel like I lack it, but the first pillar is have awesome respect for the truth. The second, and we heard from Kevin about the pain that happens when you don't. You know, it ended up costing him a bunch. The second pillar is really, it's listen to advice, but that takes humility. And I kind of blew that last week, so I'm going to do a mea culpa. But, you know, who has an open mind? Defensive people? People who know everything. So we were just talking about teenagers, so that would obviously fit into the concept here. People who are well informed, you know, very often the smartest people I know that they don't know, they know what they don't know. So they're very often open to new positions. So, you know, so much of Facebook, I used to really enjoy it. And it just, especially this last political season, got me tired of it because it's just a bunch of ranting ninnies, it seems. People that won't listen to each other, you know, and I got tired of it. But it seems like children it is who want their way all the time, and whether it's good or bad for them. And we were talking loving truth. Well, if something isn't good for me, even if I think I want it, you know, I'm somebody who's taken some shortcuts. That's how I went from having a couple $1 million to eating out of a food pantry. Shortcuts are what, you know, people, I wanted my way, I got it, and, you know, it was a disaster. So, you know, it's easy to talk about making 100% or even making a couple 100% in a trade or in a year, but I get it wrong sometimes too, and it's my ego sometimes that is at the heart of that. And humility is at the heart of being able to listen, I think. So I thought I'd do a mea culpa and say, you know, I lost 25% immediately after making the 195%. Though I chose a time-sensitive instrument options and betting on the market rallying, which it did, but I only gave myself 2 days to do it. And I just thought, hey, I just made 195%. I'm a hot shot. Boy, I got this. And had I had enough humility to say, you know, I don't know enough about how options work in the last couple days, I think I should go out a month and buy the next month's option. So give me a full month for it to do the rally that I anticipated. Instead of losing 25%, I lost track, but I know it would have made 50% and I might have doubled my money again. So, you know, humility is such an important feature to listening, and that's why we keep talking about it. And by the way, I hope you're benefiting from this. I'm a repetitive learner. I learn when I hear things over and over, not just the first time. So that's one of the reasons I keep bringing up the first two. So I wanted to move into the third pillar, which is knowledge. And if you think about it, if you have awesome respect for the truth, so then a willingness to be humble and to learn, and you are humble enough to learn, then you actually learn. So you have knowledge. So what, you know, let me ask you a question. What will you do when the market falls, when it tanks, when we have another period like the crash from 2007 to 2009? And remember who you're listening to. You, in the intro to the whole show, I'm the guy that predicted the market crash of September 11th in writing in my newspaper column. I know to a very great extent when these things are coming. I very often identify it within an hour or two when the turns happen. Some of the last major turns since the bottom of 09 I've traded, you know, because these patterns identify them. So there is another big crash coming, and I was going to change it to plural. There are more crashes coming. There's major turmoil coming, and that's what I was hinting at with if some of the bigger companies out there need to plan their real estate purchases. Well, is this something that you could put off for a while, you know, and maybe take advantage of? Or maybe the time frame doesn't work, and you need that building now, even if you're paying a premium. So would love to do some consulting with some bigger companies, but and that's, go to, again, just contact me at market4caster.com. But like we talked about in the first segment, turmoil means major opportunity. So think of how Aristotle and Nessus prospered. Tim, why did I just call you Tim?
Oh.
Chris just told that story about how he just changed his financial future of himself and his family by taking advantage of worldwide turmoil. So I wanted to invite people to my seminar. July 25th, I'll be sharing with people three of the seven, of the most important three of the seven forecasting rules that you need to know. I'm going to talk about, let's get to that in a minute, but let me give you the details. It's going to be at my office on July 25th. The doors will open at 6:15. We start promptly at 6:30. It has, there's a gate, you know, for parking. Just go through the gate. You can still park for free, you know, there at that time. It'll be a 90-minute workshop. So unlike the show, which tends to be just me kind of blathering on, you know, there's going to be a lot of hands-on stuff. We're actually going to, I'm going to do my best to teach you these patterns. And what else? It's $99. So it is a money back guarantee. I don't want to charge you if you didn't find it useful, but I'm confident enough that you're going to find that it's mind blowing. It's going to be a paradigm shifting experience for you. So come July 25th, 6:15 is when the doors open. 6:30 is when we start. 90 minutes, and like I said, $99. At the moment, I don't do credit cards, so just come ready with cash or check. But four silver dollars, real silver, not these tinny copper-clad things, would be great. And the address is 3900 East Mexico Avenue, And that's the corner of Colorado and Mexico. It's the Cigna Building, 7th floor, suite 700. And that is just north of I-25 in Colorado. So it's super easy to get to, although traffic can be a little tough at that hour. So especially if you're coming from the north, sometimes I cut down on Colorado, like Spirit of Colorado seems to be a good shortcut. But here's the three things we're going to talk about. These universal ratios that we just talked about, I mentioned that you could Google them. They're called Fibonacci ratios, but they're everywhere. So if there's a universal ratio, might there also be a universal pattern? Well, there's a universal pattern in all of our heartbeats. There's, what, 20, 30,000 people listening right now? And we all have a very similar heartbeat. Well, wait, I'm so individual. You're so individual. Why wouldn't they be different? But literally, a currency has the same pattern in it that that wheat has, something that's weather dependent. A chunk of metal like copper sitting in the ground has the chart has the same pattern as wheat. I mentioned in the last period that at my refresher course we told people that there was GDX was going to bottom, which is an ETF that follows gold. And it right now, they're up about, it looks like it's even more than 10%. So these patterns break down universally. There's a universal pattern, and then they keep getting smaller and smaller. Chris, you've seen some of this. Have you found it to be worthwhile?
Your training?
Yes.
Life-changing. Absolutely life-changing. And yeah. For, a lot of you folks out there that may have been listening to Eric for a while or may have read his book, there's really something to these classes. You get a much deeper appreciation for the material. You could listen to this show and rephrase of this show all day long. You could read the book 20 times, but you're not going to get the same insight as when you've actually got someone who knows what he's talking about teaching the show. You have the opportunity to ask questions. There's visual aids, of course. It is a life-changing experience. For $99, that's a ridiculous value.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope I'm not overselling it to call it paradigm shifting, but I think it changes how people see even their relationships. So I think it is a good value for people. I do need an RSVP, so go to the website, market4caster.com. Certainly you can learn by listening to these broadcasts over and over, and I have those available under the audio tab. The radio show tab is the show sponsor, so we encourage you to look at those and support them as well. And folks, we actually have a few openings for a couple sponsors. So if you're trying to reach thousands of people and get known here in the Denver market, we got a great opportunity. Well, we look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.